USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Association of Home Builders is reporting the U.S. housing market is in the middle of a deep recession. That could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to ease up on interest rate hikes when they meet this week. Home builder confidence declined for a ninth straight month in September as surging mortgage rates and steep prices pushed many buyers out of the market. Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on CBS News.
So it's really a matter of affordability. So at the current mortgage rate of over 6%, you know, you multiply that by the current house price, it's just you come up with a monthly mortgage payment that just most households that are potential first time homebuyers just can't afford, so they can't buy.
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck western Mexico on Monday on the anniversary of two devastating tremblers, killing at least two people, damaging buildings, knocking out power, and sending residents of Mexico City scrambling outside for safety. Thousands of people were killed in the September 19, 1985 earthquake, and more than 350 people died in the September 19, 2017 quake. A missing Georgia woman has been found dead in a ravine after she wired her daughter about $2,400 along with a chilling message, "They are not going to let me go. Love you." End quote. The body of 59-year-old Debbie Collier was found September 11th, 2 days after she left her Athens home in a rented SUV. Investigators are treating her death as a homicide. Hurricane Fiona strengthened into a Category 3 storm on Tuesday morning, packing 115-mile-an-hour winds as it neared the Turks Caicos Islands. The deadly storm is the first major hurricane of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. It should skirt past mainland USA and go into Nova Scotia, Canada by the weekend. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
A Bexar County, Texas sheriff announced Monday he's opening an investigation into flights Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arranged last week that took some 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane, where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard, again, under false pretenses is the information that we have.
All the illegal immigrants were removed from Martha's Vineyard by the National Guard that was called in. The move was to highlight the millions of illegal immigrants that have invaded the United States in the past 11 months.
More than 2.1 million undocumented immigrants were arrested at the southern border in the 11 months leading up to August. That's a yearly record, according to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. The number of arrests along the southwestern border in 1 year has previously never before surpassed 2 million. Last month saw a 2.2% increase in arrests overall over July. The numbers come as Republicans try to argue that the Biden administration has an open border policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The World Health Organization announced on Tuesday an outbreak of Ebola has been declared in Uganda after health authorities confirmed a rare Sudan strain. A 24-year-old man showed symptoms and later died. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.